Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 107. 107 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories, the most buzzworthy stories.
Buzzworthy.
News notable stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
It's buzzworthy because Laura always has her buzz on when she gets here into the office.
I try to, you know, since at 11 a.m., so had a lot of day before this to stress
right.
me out. Anyway, we're bringing you the stories Microsoft is pinging each other about. You know the drill. And we wanted to call out a couple comments from last week.
Yeah.
Just before getting into the hard-hitting news. And I thought it was funny that his name, I'm going to pronounce it Moomin, M-O-U-M-E-N.
Are you sure it's not Moomin 5?
It could be. Moomin says he watched the episode in 125% speed, which I find to be unbelievable because a lot of people tell me I already have a bit of a high and annoying voice and that I talk really fast. So to think that you could take this and ramp it up faster,
well, you know,
how could he even understand a word that I had to say? Maybe he doesn't care what I say.
I think the thing is that he realizes that that's actually how fast we actually talk, and we slow it down for the viewers at home. So he's actually watching
it at normal
speed.
That's considerate of him.
Yep.
And a couple other people commented on my lack of b-ball capabilities.
Nine-god capabilities,
and I'm just going to say that I'm working on it. And
yeah, notice how we have 24.
I've got a lot today. I'm going to practice. It's something that's also causing me issues, and I'll probably have to bring that up in therapy later as well. But I'm doing the best I can.
So
I'm
she'll just keep practicing with the Kinect where she'll
you
work.
Know?
She'll be like, oh,
it takes time, Paul.
It does.
And time takes time.
Time does take time. speaking of time, a lot of people like the idea of Xbox skip ad for the nuads or the new ads
new
that we
ads.
Talked about. Last week.
It's not French.
Rollo said that Kinect isn't the first player in this space, and he claimed that Comcast Xfinity also already has interactive ads.
Which I cannot confirm or deny, but I really have to believe that they don't have voice control.
Yeah,
they cannot have voice control.
Or motion sensing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't
really
know. He needs to follow up, because I wrote back to him on the boards, and I was like, what are you talking about, buddy?
Yeah.
Show me the proof.
Right.
Where are the facts? But he hasn't come forward.
Yeah,
He's like Jason Stevens, you know? Like, where are you?
I was trying to do that research, but then I realized I still don't have TV. So it just didn't
I'm sure it's online somewhere. Anyway, thanks for commenting. We love it. And let's start the show.
Let's do that.
So, Paul, being in the sort of highly visible and executive levels that we are here at Microsoft.
Sure.
I'm sure you get all the time people telling you that you're not doing a good job and that you should resign.
No, they usually tell me that the co-host that I have is not doing a good job.
See, I usually get that I don't get enough credit for all the work that I do. And why aren't you in a higher position than you should be? And I say, you know, time takes time, all that stuff. But apparently, someone had
a
couple
Sunta
people.
And Ng.
No, but the person who said it originally to Steve Ballmer, I'll get his name in a second. It was basically saying, when are you going to step down, big guy?
Yeah.
When are you going to resign?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have openly asked
Why?
That.
Why?
Well, if you look at the employee rating that he has on Glassdoor.com and other sites, people at Microsoft and other companies and people that have investments in Microsoft are kind of upset about the 10 or 11-year stagnant stock price.
I understand that. I'm upset about that as well. This affects me as well.
Does
I'm a stockholder.
It? Really?
Yes. However, I can't blame it all on Ballmer. That's just my own personal opinion. I happen to like the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's full of energy. Anyway, somebody had the cojones.
The audacity.
The audacity to, and his name was Assunta Ng.
Oh, isn't that what I just said?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to say what Assunta Ng did?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was a guy or a girl. But the person said, thank you for being here, Steve. Recently I read somewhere, someone said, it is time for Microsoft to change its CEO. Steve Ballmer needs to go. What's your reaction to that?
Wow.
And this was in a Seattle Rotary Club meeting.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a friendly group of locals.
Yeah.
No. They hit him with the tough questions. I guess maybe because it was a friendly, more calm, relaxed environment, he thought that we could chat now.
Yeah.
Let's talk hard nails. But he asked him the question, to which Ballmer replied, and there is an audio clip, but I will recite it for you. You tell me if I lack energy or conviction, or we're not driving all the change we need to drive. Yeah. Developers, 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 developers.
Actually, later on he said, windows, windows, windows,
windows. Windows, windows. He said, you cut me open. and I bleed windows. I think he said all you see is windows,
Is he saying like there's just like shards of glass inside of him that...
It's just digital interfaces inside of him. He's just windows.
Yeah.
Operating systems.
For all the critique that that Steve Ballmer gets, like when I hear him in the internal meetings and people ask him questions, like he knows the business like incredibly well, and he has under his oversight, like this business has grown to what, like $60 or $70 billion of revenue a year.
Yeah.
So it's
he gave us a quick glimpse of what he thought our revenue was going to be for the upcoming year. Those reports won't be officially published for a few weeks, but I mean it was high. It was high, up in the high 20 billions.
Was it?
Yeah. So anyway, here's what I have to say about that. However you feel about Ballmer personally, professionally, you know, when you screw up at your job, Paul, does that mean your boss should get fired?
Depends.
You're going to go with yes. Anyone but me. You know, I just think obviously you're going to shoot at the top if you don't like the company, but... He's got the drive. He's got the passion. You cut him open, he's got windows inside.
And I think that Microsoft has gone through a pretty severe executive shakeup over the last few years.
Yeah, quite a few.
So a lot of presidents, senior VPs, VPs have all left or been pushed out. So I think there's a lot of new blood that is taking the ranks, and I'm looking forward to see what that means for us over the next
five
years.
Right, and now that Jay Allard's not around, we need a bald guy as a figurehead.
We do.
So he's got to stay.
So we're going to go back to your old haircut?
You never know.
All right, Laura, I just got back from a few weeks of traveling hiatus, and during that time...
Brag.
I went to Las Colinas, Texas.
That's lovely.
Which is a suburb of Irving, which is a suburb of Dallas.
Sounds lovely. What'd you do?
Fantastic.
Okay.
So I was, while I was gone, the reason I took off was because my Xbox stopped working, and I had to wait for support to fix it and send me a new one.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, my Xbox just stopped working, but I got it back last night.
So you left town?
So I left town.
Nothing to do in Seattle.
Couldn't deal with it. So now I have my Xbox back, and I have a brand new Kinect.
Nice.
Yep.
And have you been...
No, I haven't set it up yet.
Yeah,
I just got back last night. But now all these Kinect hacky things are starting to make sense to me. Like this new one that was talked about by Craig Mundy, where there's going to be a fair amount of investment in Kinect for healthcare.
Absolutely. You know, here's opportunity where in the past I may have been wrong.
Likely.
You know, when I said the Kinect is nothing but a souped up eye toy,
yeah.
Right, and there's no use for this, and why is that the point? You know, and then you take a few smart people like Craig Mundy, throw them in a room, and they can, you know what, this could really move the healthcare forward.
Yeah, and I really didn't understand it when I first read it. I'm looking forward to trying out Avatar Kinect for the first time. But one of the examples that they had cited in this article was that some patients, when they're going into like group therapy or different types of group work, they feel self-conscious about themselves. And they may not want to speak up, but with the use of things like Avatar Kinect, they can connect with other people through making their motions and talking into their Kinect, and the Kinect will then have their little avatar, which, you know, that can make them look like whatever they want, actually mimic all their actions so they can still have that connection between the other people in the group
therapy. Absolutely. I know. I mean, every time I go into group therapy, it's tough, you know, because you're in a room and there's all these people and you're supposed to cry and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but here, that takes that that awkwardness or your inhibitions to, like, not speak and get out what you need to get out.
Right.
Removes that and allows you
to... Right, because you still have that veil of anonymity.
Correct. So that's you know, obviously one way the Kinect can move forward. And then I think they're also talking about using it in surgeries.
Yeah.
So
how would they do that?
Well, laparoscopic surgeries, you know, they have...
It's a word.
Yeah!
It's probably too big for the Scrabble board, so I probably can't spell it.
There's more than 12 letters?
I think there's 15 letters.
In laparoscopic?
I wasn't looking for no trouble.
Across the Scrabble board.
But you only have 7 tiles.
Right.
So how would you make a 15-letter word?
Well, if there were already 8 letters on the board and you add 7 letters
to
it...
So you'd have to add, like, lapra to scopic, and I don't think scopic is already a word.
Yeah. Or if there was already like lab and then there was hop and then sick at the end and then you just fill in the letters in between.
Right. That would work. Anyway, Craig Mundy, who has been driving sort of our NUI division, natural user interface division.
Oh, I thought you mean like he's like kind of NUI.
No, he's oldie. He's pushing this bar forward to sort of incorporate Kinect into healthcare, and a lot of companies are out there fighting for this. I mean, I think they said Google was trying to get their, there's a bunch of different technologies trying to get their software and their hardware into medical labs and hospitals and stuff, and this is something that I think we are leading.
Yeah, I think this is a great space for potential growth for a lot of companies out there. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was some very strong percentage of our annual GDP is the U.S. that's spent in the healthcare space. So there's just billions upon billions, if not nearly trillions of dollars that are being spent.
Yeah, yeah, I did a bunch of videos back in the day.
I don't think we can talk about those here.
No, those are different videos.
Okay. All right.
But I did do a bunch of videos about a Microsoft product called Health Vault, which allowed healthcare providers to share their information digitally across various networks. So wherever doctor's office you walked into, they would all have your information. Seems like a no-brainer, but apparently
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Well, the cool things about Health Vault, too, is that Google is exiting that space, and they're transitioning a lot of their customers to Microsoft's Health Vault.
Perfect.
So it's going to hopefully more get more critical mass around that project.
Perfect. So Connect, not just for kids anymore.
Not just for kids, not just for people that are not hardcore gamers, but
right.
also for surgeons and people that need to go to anonymous meetings.
I think what I said sounded sexier.
Probably. It always does.
So, as you all probably know, we've reported on this before, Office 365 has launched.
Boom!
Booyah! And for those of you who don't know what Office 365 is, it's a bit of a combination of Office moving to the cloud,
yep.
right? Paul, do you want to explain it?
Yeah, so Office 365, it's a combination of a lot of our previous efforts. So some of you may know it as Live at EDU, where students and faculty could have hosted email and, mm-hmm. and collaboration software. There's also the thing called BPOS, the Business Productivity Online or Online Suite or Office Suite. All this is now being merged into the brand Office 365, and it officially became commercially available last week.
And this is primarily for small businesses. That's who I would think would use Office 365, not me as a private person in the world.
You're right. So I think it's definitely targeted toward businesses. I think businesses, small and large, like there are a lot of universities and larger companies that really want to get hosted Exchange or hosted SharePoint and mm-hmm. not set up the infrastructure and manage it themselves. So this
and it's cheaper.
Well, I think it offers flexibility in its licensing. So previously, you'd have to buy all these licenses for all the different servers that you need. You have to set up and manage those servers,
mm-hmm.
And there would be the incremental cost if you were part of software assurance so that you could get the latest version of the software. Now you pay like monthly or annual subscriptions for each of the users that you use, and you don't have to manage that yourself.
Right.
So the total cost to your organization could go down, though the amount that you pay to Microsoft could go up or down depending on the situation that you're in, but the total cost to you should ultimately decrease.
Awesome. And so we've reported on, there's a bunch of stories and a bunch of information on Channel 9 about Office 365, which we will link to if you are interested in learning more about that.
Yep. And when I was down in Texas, I was actually visiting some of the folks that were celebrating the Office 365 launch. So
wasn't it in New York?
Oh, no, I think there was launches all over
the place.
Global
but excitement.
Since I was visiting the support people down there, they were all happy, so they got bagels to celebrate.
Wow.
Yeah, that was,
sounds like you had a good time.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty much.
Paul, we both are now proud owners. Look what he did to when I was not here.
Yep.
Anyway, we both are proud owners of our Windows phones.
Uh-huh.
We both enjoy Wordrix.
Yes. You know who else enjoys Wordrix?
I don't.
Herb.
Herb?
Yeah.
What's your name, Herb? Let's play.
It's Herb, IRB.
That makes sense? Okay.
It may be a different Herb, but who knows?
No, let's go. I can't wait to see you online, Herb. Or anyone else, I am codename Laura Foy. That's my name on Word. I just put in Laura Foy.
I'm DJ Cod.
Anyway, there's a bunch of other games that I play on the daily. One of them that now you can play on the daily, finally, at long last.
By on the daily, you mean on the Windows Phone 7?
On the daily on the Windows Phone 7.
Okay.
You can't play it on...
I didn't know the daily was some type of code.
On the daily. You do it on the daily.
Got it.
Anyway, you can play Angry Birds. Angry Birds is finally out and available for Windows phones. If that excites you, have you had a chance to play Angry Birds?
I have, just because
sort
I heard
every... Sort of physics-based game?
Yeah, I haven't played on the Windows phone yet, but I have played it on the PC.
You have? Well, I've actually played a lot of imitation Angry Birds because of my show, Hot Apps.
Oh, yeah?
Which like, you should watch.
Like Upset Hawks?
What?
I don't know. I figured there was probably some
No,
play
there's
on the...
one called Chicks and Vixens, which is actually really good. I've been playing a lot of that. There's one called Ninjas vs. Pandas.
Uh-huh.
You know, and a lot of these games don't give...
So you're, like, shooting, like, pandas? Or you shoot.
It's actually the panda shoots little ninjas.
Oh, okay.
And then Chicks and Dixon, your birds shooting at little foxes. They're all essentially the same premise.
Oh,
but
I see.
Angry Birds is the original. And I have played Angry Birds on my friend's phones. My friend has a Droid, I'll just say it. I play it on it. And so now you can have it on Windows Phone. And this was, a lot of people were like, when are we going to get it?
I'm just amazed by the whole business behind Angry Birds. Like, they've made, like, $24 million in merchandise sales, like the actual physical goods.
Buying the little birds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that an app that can really just change
so many...
It really
just took off.
Yeah.
It just swept the nation.
Yeah,
it's just
like
a simple little game.
It's like someone just shot it.
Yeah.
And it just destroyed the competition. Man, that's...
Just like that.
One thing I found interesting about this is that Microsoft Game Studios are actually the ones that developed and are releasing the app. So
yeah.
I'm guessing they worked with the underlying creators of Angry Birds and ported it to the Windows Phone platform because they're like, you know what, we know you guys have a lot of stuff to do, but we're gonna help you get on our platform because a lot of our customers are asking for the game, and now you guys have it.
Because we care what you want.
Yeah.
At least Microsoft Game Studios does.
Right.
I don't really care.
Right. Yeah. Laura is, as long as you don't beat her at Wordrix, she cares. But.
Thanks. All right, everybody, that's enough. That's enough. I tell you, that is enough for this week, for this episode of Pig. That was closer. But before we go, I wanted to call out an article on yourbelairnews.com.
Right.
Where they talked about the excitement, the commotion, the bustle hysteria that happened in Texas.
Yeah.
Where you just were.
Yeah, that's where all my exes
The
live.
Opening at the Galleria of the latest Microsoft store. People coming in droves.
Yeah, where was it? Was it like Houston or something like that?
The Galleria, I believe, yes. And there's a lovely photograph in the article, which I will link to, of someone Paul believes could be my long-lost twin. I'm going to let you guys be the judge if whether or not we look alike. I think if I had sunglasses, I'm almost as pretty as she.
Yeah, and polka dots.
Anyway, so I just wanted to like bash it into Paul's brain when he argued a few weeks ago that like, I don't see why we need retail stores. Look at the excitement it brings to these people. The mall walkers were just like...
Yeah, we just increased our stores by like 11.1%.
We did. It's our 10th store, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So so that's it. So we will be back. Will you be here next week, Paul?
Of course I'll be here. I
well,
love this show.
You're flitting about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think after my being gone for 3 weeks of the last four,
yeah,
I should probably be around for at least a couple
and,
of
weeks. And we're also thinking of taking Ping on the road, so let us know if you know of some fun locations that you'd like us to shoot. I'm thinking first stop will be the local bar.
Yep. And
then I'm going to hit one of those meetings.
Yep. So then if any of our viewers are in Australia and they want to house us
right.
for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe the Mediterranean.
Yeah. I mean, I'll like change the bow, make my bed.
Yeah.
You know, we're fine with that.
I kind of expect those things. I expect at least...
I'll make Paul's bed.
Yeah,
you
know, like housekeeping during the mornings and then
right.
the turn down service.
I do expect a full breakfast, though, with fresh squeezed juice.
I can make that. I can make
that. All right.
That.
So look, we're self-contained, potty trained. Have us
in
your
home. For the most part.
Well, you know, after a few. I'm going to hit the meeting again.
All right,
that's it. We're out of here. This is going to happen for me. I'm feeling lucky. 3, 2.
All right, at Elfoy.
Oh, yeah.
And at Paul
Beth.
I just get sick.
Oh! I'm going to stop all that.
You're so bad.